Remember how F. Scott Fitzgerald describes Daisy in The Great Gatsby? He says, "Her face was sad and lovely with bright things in it, bright eyes and a bright, passionate mouth, but there was an excitement in her voice that men who had cared for her found difficult to forget, a singing compulsion, a promise that she had done gay, exciting things just a while since, and that there were gay, exciting things hovering in the next hour." Daisy is the image of the ultimate flapper, the new woman of the 20s, liberated by cocktails and contraceptives. The flapper's life was as nonchalantly thrilling as Daisy's voice. At least that was the fantasy of Fitzgerald and other male chroniclers of the jazz age. But in 1929, Ursula Parrott wrote a book called Ex-Wife about two women who do more than just sound dangerous like Daisy, but who actually live the hard-drinking, promiscuous life of flappers. Their attempts to rise above the rules of proper conduct for women end just as the roaring 20s did, in a big, disillusioning crash. Ex-Wife focuses on Patricia, a flapper who enjoys an open marriage with husband Peter. That is, until she discovers, as many women during the 60s would also learn, that double standards hold fast even during sexual revolutions. Peter justifies his infidelities in the name of enlightened social theory. But when Patricia allows a male friend to go caveman on her, Peter calls her a complete slut and demands a divorce. Ursula Parrott was married and divorced four times herself, so she knew firsthand the life of the leftover lady. Parrott supported herself by writing novels and articles for women's magazines. In her spare time, she created scandals. At age 40, for instance, she smuggled a 23-year-old soldier out of military prison in the rumble seat of her car. She died in 1957 in a New York charity ward. Quite a gal, and she wrote quite a book. Ex-Wife was first published anonymously, and it's easy to see why. Its frank accounts of Patricia's sexual adventures are startling. They offer a view of 20s life that more poetic writers, like Fitzgerald and Hemingway, only allude to through the veil of metaphor. After Peter walks out, Patricia moves in with her friend Lucia, who's also divorced, and flings herself into one-night stands. She's seeking what one of her lovers calls sex as an anesthetic. When she learns she's pregnant, Patricia arranges for an illegal abortion. Parrott describes the procedure up to the moment where Patricia grits her teeth and trusts her life to a doctor who she remembers makes a disgusting joke about the price of pleasure. Ex-Wife is essentially a feminist novel about women's struggle to define and support themselves without men. By the end of the novel, however, both Patricia and Lucia have retreated into second marriages to wealthy men. It's too hard to be a flapper in a seemingly permissive society that clings to Victorian attitudes towards women. Perhaps Daisy remains such an enchanting figure to Gatsby because she was shrewd enough not to ever do any of those gay, exciting things her voice hinted at. Parrott's characters, on the other hand, have all the cynical weariness of real women who've tried to live up to a daring image but discover that it's safer for women to concentrate on style rather than substance.